Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
There's something you need to know.
Please.
On Chris Hansen.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Please let me go home, guys.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. And no, you don't get to go home. You're stuck here listening to us. I think that's how we've earned most of our listeners.
We own your ass.
I would also like to point out that I titled that track Chris Hansen Love Buzz. So fill in the blanks how you will, because this is Love Buzz by Nirvana. Take it away, Kurt. I don't know what he's supposed to sing here. Anyway, we're doing one of the more fun versions of the show that I like to do. People are actually here.
Yeah. Hey.
Always a good time.
We got a full house. We're just missing Ben and Chris.
Yeah, Ben
Shocker
had to,
on Ben.
Ben yeah, had to take off to bring his bad luck to the Apple Cup over in Poland.
He should have stayed here.
Which I may just,
she goes.
I may just keep a tab open to monitor that, because I think it's been like 6 years since they've had a win.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's really sad. So
coincidentally, about the same time, Ben's been at Pullman.
Hey! Sick burn.
Sucks for you, Ben.
It's so easy to blame it on him. I don't see why we shouldn't.
Right?
Let's just keep that going.
For lack of a better explanation, why not?
Yeah.
Exactly. Or is the what one of my higher-ups used to say, because fuck you, that's why.
Yeah.
I mean, can't argue with that logic.
Him. That's
essentially.
Why.
That's rule number one, because fuck you, that's why.
Ben, don't take this badly. We still love you.
Or do. We're not your boss.
He's doing fine. He actually came over and visited Kirstie at the hospital the other day and gave her some books.
Cool.
So, he exists. I can confirm that he didn't just turn into like a phantom that moves glasses.
Could bring books.
That night we all kept that's trying true. To get a hold of him on the group chat. I did call him and he finally picked up.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah, he's been doing studying for tests.
Yeah, he's busy with actual school responsible stuff.
What the fuck?
I know, which makes me think maybe it is a phantom and not actually Ben.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's
I'm
a fucking reptilian clone.
Yeah. It's his doppelganger or pod person version.
That sounds like what kind of ghost disappears and then turns into a... usually they hang on to the personality traits that they had when they were alive. So something bad goes on when you die. We have learned that now. Some kind of weird brainwashing that makes you want to learn about the world or whatever.
Or maybe it's like a Invasion of the Body Snatchers pod people type thing.
Maybe.
Could be.
Or it's just a alien replacement or something.
Were they called pod people Invasion of the Body?
Pod
or is
people
it...
was... It might have been Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
I don't remember. I feel like they did the thing that they always do in zombie movies, which I've always hated, where they never say the word zombie. Because I get it, you're like trying to pretend that you're living in a world where that idea has never been thought of before, but you're really
going to use the Z word.
The Z word. God, see, that's the best way to have handled it.
Yeah.
They don't kind of like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but nobody cares about that anymore.
No,
yeah. Nobody's cared about that for years.
It's a weird...
but they never use the word zombie in it.
And just like, you know, the main basis of the
zombie.
Show, it's become a dull, lifeless husk that sucks the life out of everything it touches.
Did you know they did fact. At last study, every single couple is either interracial or homosexual?
Wow.
In that show?
Some people, yeah, that maybe would bring down the viewership. Just,
I mean, not that it really matters overly much, but it just seems a little bit forced.
Yeah.
I can see that. But more than anything else, it's just this show's garbage.
It's
now.
More forced that they're even airing it in the first place.
Right.
They should have ended it like 3 seasons ago.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Netflix
five.
Is still airing it.
Well, I mean, the license
it'll
is
die.
Cheap.
Yeah.
It'll die one of these days, just like we all will. Don't think about that too
Yo,
much.
Yo, I got a question. How the fuck does Netflix make money?
You pay them a monthly fee.
I know, I got that, but they are cranking out some shit.
They're a proxy ministry of propaganda.
Well, you see,
so,
all the places that, all the shows that aren't theirs that are on there,
yeah.
They have to pay them to put it on there.
And that's why there's more and more garbage that isn't Netflix-branded stuff, because they're choosing to take the money that they would pay towards licenses for things like Scrubs or The X-Files, and instead putting that money into making another garbage season of something.
Yeah.
Or another
like
season of something
Dead.
Good, like Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Solid
choice.
Yeah, but so like, they're focusing on more on their stuff. Plus, a lot of the other channels or services like Disney or those types of companies are making their licenses way more expensive so nobody will buy them. That way they can start their own service.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't Disney starting their own?
Yep, launches I think in 20 or 21 that they're going to launch. And it's going to have all their classics, all their properties, which includes Star Wars, Marvel, Indiana Jones, all the animated classics, all that kind of stuff. Nice.
I'm probably going to buy the shit out of that.
Yeah, so I think they're saying it's like...
Who wouldn't?
How much, have they announced pricing for that yet?
I don't fucking know. I would just like to say for the record that the internet should have never turned out this way.
No.
These weird split-ups of the traffic that are going on.
Cable was the exact same way 15, 20 years ago.
I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my buddy Ted Kaczynski. I haven't sent you a letter yet, but one day, buddy... One day, he's the Unabomber for those.
I was saying, is he still alive? Oh,
okay.
Is he still alive?
Oh yeah, he's still kicking it. He gets fan mail all the time. I'm pretty sure.
He should write a book.
Technically, well, he did, and it landed him in prison.
We should write a sequel.
A sequel to the
that he's seen the age that he feared was coming.
Ooh.
Oh man.
It'd be like if George Orwell was to write another book today.
I bet he's not stressed out about it though. Like, just imagine him in his cell, like, and he's just like,
see,
I told you,
motherfuckers.
Yeah. No, I bet he's not mad about it. Just like, all right, bring it on, helter skelter. You know, I saw it. At least I'm in this concrete box.
He was way after Manson. I thought that was in the '80s.
Yeah, it was. I thought there were some elements of, I don't know, helter skelter just sounds cool.
It does.
Yes.
You know, you can attach that to most any action that you take.
Fair enough.
Like Black Friday. Like, it's basically Helter Skelter.
Yeah, honestly.
That's not... Hey,
Black Friday, who's going Cyber Monday shopping?
I don't fucking know.
Who goes Cyber Monday shopping? The whole point of Cyber Monday is you can get out of bed, sit down at the table in your underwear, and buy all of your Christmas supplies.
Get out of bed. Whoa.
Whoa. Mr. Motivated over here.
I have to get my coffee.
Ooh, let's bring up a favorite website of mine. I think we've done this about every year.
Oh, yes.
BlackFridayDeathCount.com. What
Holy
are we
shit.
Up to? 2018?
There was only one injury this year? Damn.
Black Friday death count.
Four
oh
events.
God.
Gunman dead, two wounded, including 12-year-old girl in Alabama mall shooting.
That's sad.
Glance at attractive woman sparked Memphis mall shooting.
Which was what? Only one injury.
Let's open that
See,
up in a new tab.
Women are the devil.
Obviously. We should put them in cages. Two people
Black
stabbed.
Black Friday death toll. To this fair, is amazing.
To be fair, Renee, 11 deaths, depends on the clubs you go to. That's already
injuries.
A thing.
Oh, that's true, yeah. At least they're having a good time in those cages.
Fair.
Two people stabbed at Macy's in Destiny, USA, and man wounded in shooting inside New Jersey Mall at the end of Black Friday. So
hey,
one
I
death.
I became one of them injuries today.
What?
In Twice. A mall?
Yeah, at the mall.
What? Why would you choose to go to the mall today?
Today.
Tell us your tale.
I wanted to go to
Home
Depot.
Tell her best of luck, bye.
I wanted to go home. Well, I was walking into the mall, and I almost got hit by a car. They skated to do a stop in like inches from my knees. Like,
ooh.
Yeah. And then.
You need those knees.
Coming out of the mall.
You need
them. I almost got hit by another person.
I was waiting for that.
I was like, how do you guys not pay attention? I'm wearing.
Because they're in a big hurry for those discounted garbage that Walmart's
selling.
This
was like, what? This was like noon. It wasn't even early.
Yeah, they've been up all night, man.
Yeah. I'm sure they were. Yeah, they just. They're all loaded up on speed. Ready for the holiday shopping.
Well, I was looking for a new toolbox. And I was like, why not? It's Black Friday. Going to get a good deal on
a toolbox. Well, you won't get it at Sears.
No.
They're going bankrupt.
We went into Sears.
Oh, while you were there, okay. Remember we talked about this?
All they have left to sell is the shelving units.
Really?
Yeah.
For
They're
dirt cheap.
Them?
Are you talking about Sears?
There was, like, I remembered some section of Sears as a kid, like, you know, at certain displays, there's, like, this weird, like, red rubber matting.
We did talk, I thought that was a dream.
No, that really happened.
I have a lot of really weird dreams.
What if this is all a dream, Jared?
Dude, you got me fucked up right now. Please don't play
dream
this game.
Dream within a dream.
You don't understand the level of vividness I have with my dreams.
If this show were a dream... I'd be really excited because then I would know how to do it properly. Learning from the mistakes of my dream.
Fair enough.
All right, moving on.
Somehow it all work out.
Yeah.
Moving on, Renee, about Macy's.
Sears.
Or Sears.
Oh, yeah. There's these, I remember these as a kid. There's like these sections of the floor that are red, and it's like plastic flooring underneath some of the display units. And
yeah,
I remember
those are for sale.
The flooring is? So you saw that red flooring there.
Yeah.
And I didn't imagine it.
Yeah.
Did I also imagine that these sections of red flooring are removable and you can crawl into them a la Minecraft?
Maybe.
You probably imagine.
I mean,
it's a red mat that goes on top of the tile.
Yeah.
I could have sworn there is a false memory, obviously, of
me as a kid
watching a guy like crawling into the floor doing some bullshit down there. I don't fucking know.
Well, they probably pulled up the mat and then pulled up the tile underneath it to crawl into the basement.
Yeah, they probably just
I'm
had
sorry,
that
but childhood me
fence.
Is going to have to disagree with you. That's not how he remembers it.
You are full of shit.
Or, I guess, another follow up question. Did you yes. hear screams coming from where that guy went into the floor later?
If there were screams, they were muffled very well.
So okay. you're saying he saw a demigorgon or whatever?
Ooh.
What are they called?
The demigorgon? No, I was thinking more like creepy murder sex dungeon that he saw some guy go into.
Like the gimp. Like I saw yeah. Quentin Tarantino's gimp character crawling in there. No,
maybe that was Quentin Tarantino.
No, I believe I saw a white man crawling under those floorboards, so we don't know what color the gimp is.
Speaking of Quentin Tarantino, I got my dad to watch Hateful Eight the other day.
Oh?
Haven't seen it.
Eh.
You're not missing much.
He actually liked it.
It was okay, but...
Were you happy after you watched it, or is it like the title
implies?
Well, it was
the second or third time I've seen it.
Mm. Okay.
It's yeah. fine.
You get less angry every time?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not
I
great,
still
but it's not
laugh
bad.
Every time.
Okay.
He gets shot in the dick.
Isn't there some... isn't there some part of it where Samuel L. Jackson makes someone suck his dick?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
that
basically.
Made up? That's real?
That's okay. real.
That's real.
Real.
And then he kills him.
Yep.
I should have known that would have come straight from the mind of Tarantino.
Of course. Yeah, it's
white man sucking a black man's dick.
It could have
done
with
the 1800s.
Like 30 minutes cut out of it. It would have been a better movie.
Oh yeah, it was a 3-hour movie.
That's
it
takes Tarantino in a nutshell, though.
He can't go under 2.5 hours.
A little excessive.
Yeah, he could use a good editor.
Yeah.
Some people like it though, man.
Yeah.
It's his style. Personally, it's not my.
I think it's one of those things that people claim to love his style just so they could feel like they're movie snobs. That's what you call them.
Well, they feel like they're
like
a cool hipster club
yeah,
because they
yeah.
like Tarantino like nobody's ever heard of him before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what
Well, it's because a lot of kids like, these days really have never heard of him before.
Hey, have you seen this movie from the 90s called Pulp Fiction? Yeah, so has most of the world.
Yeah,
it's a good,
yeah, I
good
want
movie.
You to know that I saw that, and it was a movie for sure.
Well, it's like...
Can't say if it's bad or good.
I was hearing this thing about basically people who will watch shows with
like
actors from like the 80s. For example, Stranger Things was the example. People will watch that, and they'll be like, oh my gosh... Have you seen this old movie from the 80s, you know, called Heathers? It's got the lady from Stranger Things in it.
Christ.
And it's like, yeah, a lot of people have seen that. There's a reason why she was cast in Stranger Things, because she has a history of being an actress.
Just
yeah.
remember that annoyance you
Alien
feel.
4.
That annoyance you feel at those phrases you hear, that's going to be with you for the rest of your life.
I don't doubt it.
Just know
yeah,
it. The trick is you need to find a way to not let it bother you.
Oh,
whether,
no, I just consider them an idiot. Move on.
Mostly, I believe the way I'm applying it now is that if I encounter a situation like that, in my mind, I just go, oh, obviously they are of an inferior mental stature. And you can go on with life feeling great about that.
Or
it is possible.
Sheltered.
I don't know if it's healthy.
I mean,
but that's what I've been doing.
I mean, it's cool that people are using, you know, something popular as a jumping point to discover different things or older things or things they may not have normally seen, and then they turn out they enjoy them. But just because you've now discovered it doesn't mean that nobody else ever has.
Exactly.
It's like people being like, hey, have you seen the fight scene from They Live? Yeah, a lot of people have. That's like a 25, 30-year-old movie now, so I think
it's
a
weird thing to get excited over.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I understand, like, okay, we are, how long have we been doing this show? 8 years?
Yeah.
Been a while.
It'll be 8 years in January. When we started, we were very big movie buffs, I'm sure.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And,
saw herself as that.
That's all
that
you
was
guys
very...
talked about.
Pretty much. Therese can vouch for watching the process going on, and we had to create rules for ourselves. Where we would not talk about movies for the entire show.
Right, we'd have to limit it to like half the show.
Now we are now we are grown up people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the show
now
has turned into.
Now
people.
We talk about our new religion.
Yes.
Merch available at the link below.
The church. Unfortunately, I've been unable to complete the merch due to the presence. What the fuck?
You've
of certain
busy.
Bacteria in certain people's abdomens. Yeah. So. Just know that the idea is still in my head, and I haven't given up on it. I just need the time/motivation. Because when time kind of turns into illusion, it's hard to work on stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get there. And then shortly after the merch, the first temple. And then I think what's going to happen is in the middle of us building the temple,
we'll have
daylight
a GoFundMe.
Savings time will be gone for the entire country. Say that again? All right.
And then we'll have a GoFundMe.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
isn't there? They voted against daylight savings time on the East Coast.
California did too.
Yeah, like whether to have it or not at all.
I
right?
I didn't hear the East Coast thing.
I heard
Tell
California,
me more.
I didn't hear East Coast.
I thought it was like Pennsylvania or something.
I'm intrigued, but I know California was saying now their decision is which side of it do we take?
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I think they were going to go with the rest of the world and get rid of it. Actually, Canada is the only other country that has daylight savings time, I realized. Some parts of Canada actually.
Oh, really?
Budget.
Why don't we all
because Canada's a bunch of followers.
This totally proves that,
be a leader.
We as humans cannot agree on a damn thing.
It makes no difference one way or the other.
Mm. With the time, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So why are we arguing about it?
And that we on the show are the bleeding edge of society because we predicted this before it was even a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fact.
People are going to look back on this and realize we were fucking right all along. So, Jared, does...
most of the stuff we're talking about on the show.
To acknowledge your East Coast thing, I think what you might be thinking of is something that happened in March, I just found. It was Florida.
Oh, fuck Florida. They don't count.
They passed,
never mind, I was completely wrong.
They passed the Sunshine Protection Act.
What the...
Wow.
Which extends daylight saving time all year long. So that is what... They voted to keep what we currently have, the bullshit form of time.
Yeah.
What we want is the summer time.
Yeah.
That we all, and that is what we are hoping California does. What California did said, we have the power to pick.
No, I want California to be wrong, so.
We just need to be able to pick now.
They're going
to
pick the left side.
Of course they are.
Hey, but you got to admit,
if you look at the calendar, just
getting
literally.
That extra hour on the weekend right before you're going to go back to work is kind of nice.
But I like the sun being up until 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
True.
And you know, I like to be able to sit out in the back patio, have a beer, and watch the sunset.
And watch out for those "think of the children" arguments, because I've heard a couple of these floating out there.
That,
where
your argument isn't automatically invalid.
If you move the time, it will. If you keep it this way, it's going to be really dark in the morning, and then the kids won't be able to get to their bus stop. This is a real argument I fucking heard.
No,
fuck
they
won't
the
be
kids.
Able to fight. Yeah, fuck the kids.
The
we
kids
need less of them anyway.
They're more adaptable than adults anyway.
Yeah.
They got better eyes than us.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be indoctrinating the look both ways before you cross the street from an extremely early age.
Yeah.
I don't know if that happened to anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
So,
that stop, drop, and roll.
Oh, stop, drop, and roll, man. I thought for sure I was going to be on fire at least at one point in my life.
How did you get trained to do that then?
Stop, drop, and roll?
Yeah.
Oh,
you weren't set on fire, how did you learn?
I'll tell you how I learned.
Because you were taught it.
We went to the same primary school, man. Don't even try to tell me they lit you on fire.
You don't know my home life. We all know how well that stop, drop, and roll worked for me.
Fair enough. You rolled the wrong way.
Exactly.
It doesn't really work when it's just on one limb.
Yeah,
you should have
lit the whole body on fire,
true.
And then it would have been more effective.
You got to the stop, drop part. You forgot to roll. There's your problem.
No, I rolled.
Well, you weren't on fire.
And then
I
rolled again.
I'd like to tell a little story that I believe will cast a big light on how well our respective primary schools were funded. tell me if this sounds familiar to you. So... fire safety training at my grade school, which was in Vancouver, Burntridge Creek Elementary, they brought in like a section of a fake house, and it was on a trailer. You would go into the lower story of this house, and you would walk upstairs, and you would sit on like a fully furnished room with a couch,
mm-hmm.
and there was a TV mounted in the wall, and it would... talk to you about stop, drop, and roll. That was one of the things. And what to do if you think there's a fire in your house, touching the doorknob and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And when the video ended, you would see smoke leaking in from under the door. And you are supposed to use those skills that you had just absorbed through that videotape to navigate your way out of this fake house. So that included the doorknob touching... crawling on the floor, like you could crawl down the stairs to get out of this fake house trailer.
You had much more funding than we did.
That was the way mine was.
Rich people shit.
I have memories of
fucking rich people.
Like fire training type things where there was one day we did a field trip to this house that was like a band, like the state of Bot was going to do like a burn to learn type thing.
Oh, okay.
And they basically, you go into a room and then they turn on like a smoke machine, fill the house with smoke.
Yeah,
okay.
Just dry ice and water.
Well, they just use like a Halloween smoke machine.
Well, yeah,
whatever.
Same kind of thing, yeah. And then you basically had to, you know, do that where you go down and they had like two people from the fire department were there to, you know, be like, okay, if you see the fire department people, you obviously follow them and follow their directions to get out and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, nothing like that, what you're saying.
Yeah, that's
our school didn't have that much money.
It was
that's so fucking extra.
My elementary school was like his.
It was
and brought a trailer in.
Mm.
But they also did traffic school, too, for us.
Hmm.
Fun fact. Yeah, they put us in little, the pedal go-karts.
Okay.
And they taught us, like, rules of the road from a very young age.
Hmm.
Like, having to stop at stop signs, look both ways.
They teach you hand signals?
Yeah.
Wow.
You only need one hand signal.
It was the middle finger, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The universal.
I mean, a second one is you kick out the thumb.
My favorite what universal hand
fuck
signal
you,
is just draw the gun.
What does the thumb add to the gesture?
Loser. Fuck that, you, loser.
It means, oh, because it's forming an L.
Yes.
It just makes you feel a little bit
better.
It finally clicked in his head 23 years later.
Yeah.
God, least, damn.
Yeah, I was today years old.
Okay, are any of us here the weird people that cannot flip off without having, like, the two middle fingers? Yeah, like Andrew. He got, like, the two nubs coming up.
I can do it. I don't have
to. I mean, it feels unnatural.
Well, it's because, like, I've had so many broken wrists and bad ligaments that I can't get them down.
You're deformed beyond the ability
to
do that.
Yeah, okay.
Mine's because of injuries.
Fair enough.
Just know that it's been officially recognized Andrew is a freak.
yeah.
He should be left in the woods.
I mean, if it took this long
I do live in the woods.
Hey, look,
so.
I can't curl up my pinky without my ring finger curling, though, so that's weird.
Is that due to an injury, or are you just weird?
No, I think I'm just a freak.
Okay. Everyone knows about my index finger thing, right?
What?
What?
You can bend my index finger all the way to the back of my hand.
What the
fuck? I think I've seen that, yeah.
Let's see this.
I got perfect hitchhiker's thumbs.
Just do it right now. Go.
Good. What the fuck?
Yep, and that didn't even touch the back of the
you
hand.
You get the fuck away from me!
No, I am daring you, Jared! Touch this finger!
Somebody give me a... Drew, give me your gun!
Don't pull it, just
behind
touch
you.
It. Tenderly.
It's behind you, Jared.
Tenderly?
Yep, there
all
you go.
All the way?
Yeah, it goes.
Jared is playing with Renee's fingers tenderly for those who can't see.
It touched the...
It was a very slight touch. Yeah. It's not quite as good as it was a few years ago.
I want to barf.
It's a great party trick, man.
And speaking of barfing, we have stories from the Tri-Cities.
Yeah!
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one was, I'll go lead with the beaver story. That one's,
okay.
So basically, there was a story in the Tri-City Herald or whatever the heck the newspaper is out there about...
The Tri-City Chronicle, let's call it that.
Yeah, let's go with that.
I like newspapers with Chronicle in them.
Right.
I don't know why.
So there was a woman who was walking down some trail along the road and saw a guy who was pleasuring himself with a beaver.
Was the beaver alive?
Yo, he was fucking a beaver.
That is unknown because the beaver was hit by a car, and so it was a questionably alive beaver that he was having fun with.
Was it hit with his car?
I don't think so. As far as I know, no. And apparently she called out to him about, like, what the fuck are you doing, or something of that nature, and he's like, what, it's just a beaver. And then, so cops got called, came out and arrested the guy, and surprise of all surprise, he was also charged with possession of crystal meth.
Yeah.
Apparently he didn't get that beaver as a euphemism, not a literal thing.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't crystal meth illegal in that town?
No.
No.
No. Nobody would ever do anything if it was illegal.
Yeah.
Obviously not.
So,
I hope he shared the meth with the beaver.
Yeah.
Like, that's just friendly. That's
give
just
the beaver some meth, like, oh, he gonna be all right.
What a way to go, man.
Stick the meth in the beaver's butt, and then go about his business.
Yeah.
That's the difference between really twisted scenario and a good time.
A woman beaver. A female beaver.
I don't know. They didn't... That's the level of journalism that we have out there. Is they did not investigate whether or not it was a male or a female.
Boy,
beaver.
Journalism is really going to shit then. I would have been that scene. Let's talk to the beaver. Oh, it's dead? Okay, autopsy.
Yeah.
The reporter has the ability to do an autopsy on the spot.
Or just ask the taxidermist.
Yeah.
Taxidermist.
For the guy.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you gotta... Yeah.
I gotta
just
be
make
honest,
sure you make it nice and squishy in that hole for him.
Now, if I roll up and there's some dude fucking a beaver on the side of the road, I'm going to mind my damn business. Like, this isn't my problem.
It's some tweaker that's just going at it.
Just going at it. I'm like, you know what? Do it's what you got to do, man. I'm
bad
out.
Bad part of town.
And this is like, I think this was like at 3 in the afternoon or something like that. This was happening.
Oh, I would ask, would you say it was within walking distance of where you reside?
I mean, it depends on how long of a walk you're talking, but.
But not very far.
It was a couple miles away.
Okay. Close to everything.
If you were able to invest 20 minutes in a walk, could you make it to this location?
If you go one way, yes.
All right. That's not good. Put some trip wires around your doors.
That's literally a 1 or 2 minute drive.
Like, let me say that a 20-minute walk can get you a long ways in the Tri-Cities.
Yeah,
seems like
the Mormon church is like 5 minutes away.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
We're pretty safe.
You can see it on the horizon, too, right? Is your Mormon church very big and immaculate?
Yeah.
You can see it from the dog park quite clearly.
It's like, I'm sure they clean it every night with a toothbrush.
And then you wander around the neighborhoods knocking on doors.
It's amazing what church money will get you.
Answer it naked.
Answer it naked with a shotgun in your hand.
Mm. Like, hey, baby, come on in.
No, just open the door and just whitey tidies in a gas mask.
Yeah, I'd do that. Step one, get a gas mask.
What do you want?
Answer the door.
I got
just,
a few of those already.
Just tell them, like, hey, this isn't what it looks like. And they're going to be like, this isn't what anything looks like.
Just don't say, just open the door, just look at them.
Andrew, are you saying you have gas masks on hand?
I mean, they're cheap.
I mean, at the house.
They're actually
yeah.
not as expensive as you think.
You can get finished surplus for like $20.
But are they
or
like.
Or I just take them from work.
Then why are people paying $400 when they lose their fucking pro mask?
Are they, but would you say they're like nuclear winter grade or what?
Yes.
I mean, they're military surplus from the Cold War, so probably.
Well, the ones I get from work are actually we use them in.
You can't breathe for shit.
Oh, I saw an old Soviet one with the backpack and everything. Scroll down a little bit further. That one there.
Ooh.
$31 prime shipping.
God, that's. Geez, that is like the.
Speaking of prime shipping, are we doing our Secret Santa again this year?
Yeah, we should probably talk about that later off the show.
We gotta. We should organize that, definitely. Ben's going to have to. No, I think he's going to be back for Christmas.
Yeah,
I don't remember
I'm
what he
still
said.
Debating whether or not I'm going to be in for Christmas. But
worst case is you have a mailing address. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I have a mailing address that I'm at almost every day.
Nice. Which is nice.
Yeah.
But I think we should organize
at least
that.
Gets back.
I really want a gas mask, so just whoever gets me.
Good to know.
I'll see what I can snag from work. I mean, what?
What do you put in the backpack?
The gas mask.
The canisters.
Oh, I see.
The
okay.
mask and the canisters all fit in the backpack.
We're just we're gonna have to measure you for your gas mask size.
Imagine
we leave
just hooking this mask up to
a
bong.
Yes.
I'm sure that's a thing.
That is definitely a thing.
It is actually.
I have a feeling like this is one of those full head masks. If you were to do that, the entire thing would fill up and you would instantly get dreadlocks. Everything would just stick together.
I would just get ginger dreadlocks growing out the back.
Damn. Well, I have never seen has anybody here ever seen a redheaded guy with dreadlocks?
Yeah.
What?
A
redhead with dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Yes. My cousin.
Your cousin? I'm not getting fucking dreadlocks.
Why?
Why?
Because I take very good care of this mane.
Do it or you're big gay.
Do it and you are gay.
Well, I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't, I guess.
Double gay if he doesn't.
Yeah. If you don't do it, you're big gay.
I'll settle for the lesser
if you
gay,
don't
I think.
Not do
dreadlocks.
It.
Dreadlocks.
Can you do a single dreadlock?
Yeah.
How do you... Therese seems to know the most about dreadlocks.
Isn't
you
that just a
partition
braid?
Partition it off. I know you have to do some care. You don't just let the dreads go, from what I've heard.
Oh, okay.
You have to take care of them.
Wouldn't a single dreadlock just be like a braided ponytail?
Yeah.
Basically, like probably. A little mini one.
Yeah. A rat tail.
Ew.
Just off the side of the face.
Okay, now that's a Google.
No,
there
you know what you should do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's put
ginger
it in.
Dreadlocks.
No. You
my
know
cousin
when, like...
had red hair and he did dreadlocks for a while.
Ew. Ew.
Ben talked about getting dreads for a while after he decided he couldn't grow a fro, so he wanted to get dreads.
My God. There's one.
Oh. It's Jesus with dreads.
I can't. Okay. You know, Jared, you know how you can accidentally kill a Sasquatch in Red Dead Redemption? Are you sure it wasn't this guy?
It wasn't an accident.
I think that's just 21st century Jeremiah Johnson.
Who has Red Dead 2 yet?
Oh,
yes.
I'm about halfway through.
Wanting to buy it.
It is worth
about,
it.
Like,
get comfortable. Find a time when you're not that busy at work. And
so take it under with me. Got it.
Why is it Red Dead? I want to play Green Alive. Don't
Same.
Even
because it doesn't go on.
Now,
you want to try
what
again?
What about Fallout 76?
Fuck no.
My boss has started playing and he said it's absolutely garbage.
And that is what literally everybody that was not paid to say it was good is saying.
Is it because there's no bombs?
It's because there's nobody that isn't a player and then it's so many things wrong with it. It's a buggy garbage mess running on an engine from like 12 years ago.
He's a Fallout nerd. And he pre-ordered that shit
and
as soon as he could.
There's no,
and he was very disappointed.
Basically, there's no story. It's basically just they took World of Warcraft and made a Fallout version of it.
Oh.
Okay. So there's like no stories, just you kind of bouncing around?
There's not even NPCs. It's all just other characters, other players.
Yeah.
And they're all like super vanilla, boring missions that you can do. Basically, there's only like 12 of them, and they just put a different twist on them every time.
So let's hope the next Fallout is better. Because I really enjoyed Fallout 4.
Four was okay. Three was great.
Three was great. One was the best.
I forget if it was three or four, but somebody fucking... So you guys know Saitama, the anime dude from One Punch Man?
Nope.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it. He fucking punches a dude once and he just kills him immediately. They like...
That's only...
They customized the shit out of their characters so they looked exactly like him. And they like just jacked their physical stats
that's
just
PC
all the
great,
way up.
You can do all the mods.
Yeah, and they just like ran around just one-shotting everybody. It was fucking hilarious.
I feel
hilarious.
Like that's every Bethesda game ever that has
True.
On PC. You know,
they
Skyrim
all have
probably was
one
that
punch
way.
Guy.
like I saw Skyrim mods where basically vampires were now Sith from Star Wars.
What the fuck?
All the swords were replaced with lightsabers, all this other stuff. And then they turn on like super high graphics and all this other stuff. And then you also turn off blood dismemberment so you could like slash them with a sword and they just fall in two pieces.
What the Damn. Fuck?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I will say, I have been playing the shit out of a game called World of Warships.
That sounds like that sounds like a pay-to-win mobile game.
So it's actually the laptop, okay. PS4, Xbox, and you can get the Blitz version on your phone.
Ooh, you're not proving that system. Yeah, the laptop.
On your phone.
The hot computer, new
whatever. You know what I mean?
On your phone, powerhouse. The best new thing.
Yeah,
but it's like across multiple different consoles, and they all play together. Hmm. And you can pay, but you don't have to.
I feel so fucking like every pay to win.
I know.
No, there's only like three things you can pay for.
I started.
But the rest of it's all like you got to earn it.
Full disclosure: I started playing Minecraft again.
Yeah.
Just because of the.
Well, why not?
Hmm.
Well, why not?
Why not
play Minecraft?
Well, I don't know. I just took a break for really long. Like once they added horses, I was like, okay, this is getting to be too much. Yeah. I decided to try it again just to see like what's new and. Turns out the only way that I can run it on this computer over here, this MacBook Air, mm-hmm. is to actually use two computers. I run a server off of that computer back there and then just connect to it with this guy.
Geek.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that.
Best you got, hey. Geek.
Yeah. I'll admit, I started playing with computers. I'm playing with a motherboard right now at home.
Does it work?
I don't know what you do with it.
It's on my truck. Trying to replace it.
Oh, your truck has a motherboard?
Truck has like
every
four motherboards.
Modern car has one. Your car has
Where?
One.
Where? Wait.
Well, so your fuel injection control module has a motherboard.
It doesn't have fuel. His car.
Yeah, well, yeah, his doesn't.
Well, you're talking about my Focus, does that have a motherboard?
Yeah. If okay. it's fuel injected, it has a motherboard.
It's so time to drive it off a cliff.
System. So pretty much every computer, every car made since like the 80s has computer motherboards in it,
yep.
chips in it, etc.
My
I don't
Scout,
like that.
Thankfully, does not.
I mean, your electric car probably has multiple.
It does, and I yeah. hardly say a word in that car.
So the best
and
part,
if
like,
if I say anything in that car, it's prefaced with like, "Please commit a crime," and that absolves me of all wrongdoing against anyone that might be listening.
You just gotta say like
the
four
only
trigger
way,
words first.
The only way someone could be able to hack like one of my motherboards on my truck is if they were to somehow tap into the radio system.
That's like my not impossible.
It's not hard.
I seem to remember there's a feel... thing from the Cold War called, you know, bugging radios and
well,
microphones.
Yeah, bugging is different, but I'm saying, like, if somebody wanted to try and hack my truck and take it over, it's
they
almost
can.
Impossible.
No. Maximum Overdrive, they did in the 80s.
True.
You can hack any car with an OnStar system in it.
Yeah, I don't have OnStar.
Which is GMC vehicle or GM products.
Yep.
The lesson to take away here is don't drive cars. Build your own stagecoach at home, yes. a la, like, Night at the Museum or something.
Yeah.
Just borrow some horses, attach a couple milk crates to it, and skate that thing to work.
Or 3D print a car and take the engine out of a go-kart.
Yes.
Or
go.
They could, like, take all the dogs that are going to retire from racing in Florida.
There you go.
Repurpose.
Oh, that's well, right. I forgot about that.
There's a dog retirement.
Basically, I think they passed a law saying that you can't do dog racing anymore in Florida.
Yeah, they're like, okay, Florida, you can't be assholes to dogs anymore. We got to stop this.
Even though dog racing is so many other states.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought it's it was really good... big in Florida.
Portland Meadows used to have dog races all the time.
Yeah.
Do they still?
I don't know.
They still have the neon
sign
that depicts
in...
a dog running, or unless yeah. that's a horse and I'm
that's
confusing it.
It's a greyhound.
It's a dog. Were... I was right.
And
I think they were talking about reopening the track at one point not that long ago.
So well, they've been talking about reopening it for horses,
mm-hmm.
but there's still dog racing in Oregon.
Right.
I think down in Salem they got a dog racing track.
Now, I have this is an important question. Is it only greyhounds that race, or can
no.
you get
mostly
a...
Greyhounds.
I want to see a dachshund race. I think
sure,
it would
so
be
cute.
Very
sure,
good.
For that.
I'm pretty sure a German short-haired pointer would do great in dog racing.
Oh,
probably,
hell yeah.
Like long distance running, yeah.
Yeah, if you get her to go straight.
Is there a is there a 100-meter dash for dogs?
Well, she'd probably be more like
probably.
A long distance runner because she doesn't stop.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
she can do both.
Yeah.
So what's
get you a dog that can do both?
What do you think the distance of a dog marathon is? I think it's 8 times more than a human marathon. So 26.2 times 8, whatever that is, that's a dog marathon.
I doubt that one.
That only works because of how dog time works. That's how I'm
wouldn't it be 8
deciding
times shorter
this.
Than a
yeah,
human
wouldn't
one?
It be 8 times less than?
No, you are wrong.
Just simply for the fact that we are?
Yes. I don't know, flip it any way you like. If it's shorter, then I don't know. I guess it doesn't take as long. But I think your dog could do the 8 times longer.
Yeah, she goes and goes and goes and goes.
Yeah. An unlimited. Dude. She would get weird.
But then she naps for 30 legs. Minutes and can do the exact same thing again.
So, yeah. Funny story Fact. About her, though. So, my brother has chickens. He has a couple that are in, like, the little portable coops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're on wheels?
You can one pick them up
and drag them.
Coops on wheels.
Yeah, and so I let her back there, and she saw that there was chickens, and she, like, did loops. I couldn't even catch her. I couldn't even touch her. She was going fully so triggered. Fast.
Just let it happen.
Damn.
She went, I expected, like, Super Saiyan.
Because my brother is very protective of his chickens. He's going on 30.
No kids, so yeah. He decided on chickens.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Just like, chickens in his life?
Yeah, I was expecting him to come out and, like, shoot her, because she was, like, trying to get to the chickens. Anyways, I just thought it was funny.
Do you think she would eat a chicken if she caught one?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think she enjoys the chase more than anything else.
I think, I don't think she would, but if, like, presented with... just a chicken to eat, she probably would. I've seen dogs eat mice before,
mm-hmm.
So I completely believe a dog would eat a chicken.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, the hunting instinct would kick in, and she'd be like, I gotta get this bird that's fleeing.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
why she's chasing it.
Caillou, Ben's dog.
Oh, yeah.
Hunts down mice and eats them.
Really? That yeah. tiny dog?
The black and the gray one. Australian Shepherd.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm thinking of the other one. Well, what's the one with the really big ears?
The rat dog?
Yeah.
It's a rat.
I forget its name is rat? That's awesome.
I don't know
awesome.
What his name is.
Yeah, I don't
but,
know either.
But it's a fucking rat.
It's a rat dog.
It's like naming a dog shithead. It's weird, but I want to do feed. It someday.
Like, my opinion, if a dog weighs less than 30 pounds, it's a cat.
Mr. Swanson in the house. I don't know. Small dogs have their place. I'm not sure what it is.
The bottom of the food chain.
It's probably... No, I got an idea. You... train them to attack the eyes of things, and then you just throw them onto large beasts, and then they attack its eyes. If it knows how to climb. Maybe you put some claws on this dog.
Maybe.
Maybe some Velcro on its feet to climb furry things. I don't know. I'm spitballing here.
Just throwing ideas out.
Yeah. I just want weaponized dogs more than they already are weaponized.
Yeah.
We're using them inefficiently. I understand they're our friends, and...
Yo, whatever. You train them right. Those things are fur missiles.
Yeah, but we're still using them. Yeah, we're still
German
using them.
German Shepherds in the war?
We're still using them the same way that hunters used them, like, way back fucking when we were first domesticating dogs.
I mean...
Give them some lasers on their backs, like we're doing with sharks.
Sharks
with it's happening.
Lasers on their heads.
You may not have heard of it in public.
I cannot confirm or deny, but the Navy trains seals.
Yeah.
Not like
not people,
people
seals,
seals but right. like sea life seals,
uh-huh.
dolphins
as attack seals for some of the bases we have.
Awesome. And yeah. do they have weapons, or are they just hitting things with their heads?
They put a backpack on them that's got a knife that comes across the top of their head so they can spear them.
Are you for real?
Cannot confirm or deny
that. He can't confirm or deny it, so...
But he's brought it up, so I think it's real.
That's fucking great,
man. He just
can't
technically say whether it's real or not.
Oh, shit.
Same thing with dolphins. Cannot confirm or deny that. We have dolphins with...
Okay,
that are trained to run headfirst into mines?
Not mines.
Yeah.
Well, that was a thought at one
Well,
time.
Yeah, one time they'd had them, but no.
Yeah, let's people? Train dolphins to literally run headfirst into mines, because then it'll blow the mines up, and then you can run your ships through.
So they brainwashed the dolphins. Die. That's kind of rude.
Hey,
but,
we all saw Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
No.
They're getting a free ride here.
I didn't.
No. In that book, the dolphins are smarter than us. So they're giving us the free ride.
They're just using our world.
Say again?
They're just using our world.
Yeah, but what kind of planet do they live on, you think? Are dolphin bodies even their true form?
That's a good question.
The book never answers that, in case
really
you're wondering. That's one of the books that Ben got for Kirstie, actually. I'm very excited for her to read it.
It's a good book.
Hell yeah.
It's a good movie, too.
It's okay.
To this day, really? I have no fucking idea what that book's about. Or the movie.
You're gonna just read it.
Watch
sometime.
It again. Preferably when you're high.
Never watched it.
I don't know if that would
you need to
help.
Watch it.
Watching it high only helps if you've watched
yeah,
it
so
before.
You gotta watch it once, not high, and you gotta watch it again high. Since you're not in the military anymore, you can legally do that.
Yes.
In the state of Washington.
Jared's fucking out forever. He's never going back.
I mean, free man.
Supposedly, at least.
Nope, yeah. He's still in active reserves.
Right? That's what I mean?
Yeah, World War III pops off, your boy's on it.
How many more years left until you're out of that?
3 or 4, I think.
Oh, I thought
how
it was
many
10 years?
It's 8 years total.
8 years total.
Okay.
So you did 3 years active, so 5 years inactive. You've been out
for And I've been out since December 2016, so...
They're not even going to want you because of the whole shoulder thing. Like, doesn't that get you out of the running?
It's only 20% out.
Yeah, only 20% out.
Oh, you got 20%?
Just don't use that arm.
Nice.
I didn't ask for it. Yeah. They just gave it to me. I was like, sweet, now fix my fucking shoulder.
Yeah. I mean...
I totaled up how much I'm at right now.
You can use the disabled people 75. To do, like, crew surf stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me your dick don't work. There's 100.
Fact.
I don't know. I think you should look into getting that handicap parking permit.
That's what we were saying on the way over.
Until I get fucking ousted by a Vietnam vet.
No, we scored one because of this whole situation with Kirstie's bacteria and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what. Handicap parking is pretty sweet. And
fact.
They give you buffer room in those spots. So you can park across the lines and it doesn't fucking matter. Because
really?
You've got like, yeah, because, I mean... First of all, if you're parking weirdly on those lines anyway, you better be handicapped to begin with.
Yeah.
That's always been my stance. But it's absolutely okay to do that because the way that they structure these spaces, they have, like, designated aisleways that the cars are supposed
to be
in.
For, like, the wheelchair people to get out of.
Yeah.
Until you get some asshole with a motorcycle that parks on them.
Yeah, but
you're
wrong by doing so.
Yeah.
So it says you can't park there. It's not a handicap parking spot.
Yeah, it's a dashed space, which means do not park here.
My tires fit between the dashes.
All right, look. Okay, so it wasn't just people. It was you fucking douche.
Fact. I do that all the time.
Big facts. Stop that.
Walmart.
You didn't walk back and then you found your motorcycle in between two cars, like really close together.
I mean, if it was on its side, they'd be kind of within the right to, though. If they happen to open the door and knock over your bike, then, well, that's your own damn fault.
Yeah. I'm parking the end ones, like, closest to the store that's got the slashes, and I just back in between two slashes. I'm in a parking spot.
So you're one of those assholes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a quick little... When we were leaving the parking garage, like just a matter of hours ago, there was a... I don't know if you guys heard me yell at a guy, but...
No.
He was driving...
I wish I did.
He was...
He was... Nate yelling at somebody? That's a rare sight.
He always does it on the show after the fact.
Not a real yell. The guy definitely noticed I was talking to him, though.
It was in his mind.
When we were getting off of the elevator, remember that guy in the red hat?
Yeah, the guy who kept throwing shade at us with his eyes.
I don't know what his problem was.
Dude, that fucking
was
old
so
guy?
Unhappy.
Yeah, what the fuck was
I don't
his
even,
issue?
We weren't even saying anything that bad.
We were laughing, having a good time without saying anything bad at all. He's just like, what the fuck are you thinking so funny?
Yeah, he like jumped in front of Drew to like get out of the elevator. I was like, okay, Mr. Big Shot.
That same guy was...
Tell you what, fucking fight me right here.
That same guy was driving his truck the wrong direction inside the parking garage.
What a fucking
driving
douche.
Driving directly over the arrows, and I just looked at his truck and was like, you're driving the wrong way, bro! And I was looking kind of behind me, and he like stopped his car, and he kind of like turned to look out the back, and he did a literal fist shake.
Oh my god.
Out the back, and I'm just like, well, what are you yelling at me for? You're driving the wrong way. You're fucking weird.
I've been driving since before your parents are bad.
That guy goes home and watches midget porn.
That's the guy. The ones that still wear shorts in November. He was wearing shorts in November.
He was in a hat.
That is not the sign of a stable man.
Yeah, but you're cool.
I'll say it again. Those are not that's not the clothing of a stable man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Exhibit B.
It was Georgian. It was still 75 degrees out.
Well, that doesn't count because it's the South, which doesn't actually experience seasons.
The fact that you had clothes on at all is impressive for the South.
I'm going to make a call right now. You pulled a midget porn video up one time just to see what it was all about. You didn't do anything.
Oh, Jared, can you talk about your meme?
Did you do a meme?
I have actually never watched midget porn.
Congratulations.
You're missing out, man.
Welcome to the club.
Do you want a gold star for that?
Yeah.
I don't
want a rating.
I really should just have a sheet of gold.
I gotta tell you,
those
guys that do porn already have monster dongs, and when you put it next to a midget, you're like,
man. It's taller than he is.
I'm glad I actually got a reason. I'm like, dang.
You watch it and you go, man, I'm in the wrong business.
Right? I should be fucking midgets.
Jared, I feel like you put way too much thought into this, which makes me think.
All right, moving on to the memes.
How much thought do you think goes into this show, really?
Little to none.
Far less than what goes into what Jared does for analyzing porn.
So,
He's all pulling right, up the latest figures.
So my latest and greatest memes that I have found are basically, long story short, it's okay to throw your old car batteries into the ocean because it's a fucking adrenaline rush and it's perfectly legal.
But I'm confused on this point because how is it? Is the adrenaline rush just from throwing it in the ocean? Or because I was really hoping that there was some instant reaction you were seeing from throwing the battery in, like
yeah,
you throw
all
it
the
in,
dead fish rising up,
and it blows up, or yeah, the fish
yeah, right
start
here,
like dancing says, with sparks around them, and you can see their skeletons.
No, it's perfectly legal, but you're destroying a delicate ecosystem with all the toxic chemicals. But to quote, I think his name is Paul Jr.
Ball Jr. and Senior.
Yes, those senior, fish junior. Can suck my dick. That shit is fun as hell. And then Paul Sr. agrees by saying, God damn it, you're right. It's a fucking rush, isn't it?
What happened to those Pauls, Junior and Senior? Are they still fighting?
Probably. Yes and no.
Are they dead?
No.
Hang Are we on. Talking about Logan Paul?
No. Those choppers.
Yeah. Orange County.
Nobody cares about the YouTube bullshit.
Orange County Choppers.
Orange County. I want to learn.
I hate myself for saying this, but so Logan Paul had like a picture of like his clothing line, and I got to tell you, one of his hoodies actually looks pretty fucking dope.
It's just.
But
hoodie.
You respect yourself
it's
too much
day,
to buy
bro.
It.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's okay. Why I'm going to buy it for you for Christmas,
and I will burn it in effigy in front of you.
No.
Tell you what, I put put your face and Logan Paul's face on it, and we're all just going to light the whole thing on fire.
Boy, Paul Sr. doesn't look too good, man. He's...
Technically, he hasn't really aged a day.
Yeah, he's looked like that ever since.
He's shrunk. Look at that. He's got a gobbler.
Yeah. He's always
well, think about
like
it.
That.
When you do steroids every day of your life for so many
years,
he was and
fucking
then you
huge.
Stop,
I forgot.
Oh, was
he
a
ripped.
Steroid man?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know
that.
Yeah,
he's a big fucking dude.
And then
that whole falling out between Senior and Junior is when he was getting off his roids.
Let me see. Celebrities, Discovery Channel.
Celebrity, I think, should be in quotes, but...
Yeah.
He had a show.
In the world of A and B celebrities, they're probably a bit lower than D, being on the Discovery Channel. But yeah, that guy didn't look good, and we don't get a full picture of Paul Jr. unless we can... Which one is
And when's
he?
That one from?
There he is. I don't know.
Junior's got really narrow eyes.
This says 2007. You ever notice that? Shit, good that's Lord. Really old. Paul Jr. tab.
Tuttle.
Let's do.
You're Tuttle.
Images.
So you Tuttle.
They're a bunch of senior.
Safe search off. Just for fun.
I like turtles.
He looks exactly the same.
Pretty much.
He looks like somebody.
Dude,
that...
he got face tattoos.
He looks like a
That's
bad
not a face tattoo.
Wow. Who a Lammy stock photo is a really bold choice of tattoo.
Hey, he looks find like... one without his without glasses on.
He looks Dude. Like a character that you create in a video game.
Look how narrow those eyes are.
He looks like a fart that went out and like kind of came back in. Like, you know what I mean?
Or like a really bad like, random character creator. Yeah. Like if you go to like to Fallout and you just
look,
hit
look
random.
Look at how narrow his eyes are.
Oh,
he looks like his mom did drugs or something.
And that's from like
and then he
five,
kept up
six
the tradition.
Years ago, too.
Yeah.
He looks like three. A guy that's going to corner you at Thanksgiving and tell you all about the dungeon that he's building in his
He looks
house.
Like the kind of guy that when you're at like the family Christmas party, he's like, oh, mistletoe, and he just goes in.
Real. He does.
He wears like the mesh tank tops and tells you about his CrossFit.
And it's like your uncle.
It's like, yeah, like your great uncle or something. Like, mistletoe, and you're like, get the fuck away from
like,
me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it looks like his neck is starting to eat his face.
I think there's a reason he's not on TV anymore. They can't
no, they
all
still
the makeup
have a show
on his head.
Going.
Yeah, the reason is because we are fucking bastards.
Yeah, it's because of people like us that he's not on TV. He couldn't handle this heat. Can you imagine being on TV nowadays?
Oh, you get fucked up.
Yeah.
I could about the midget porn.
For such small people, they really stick out really far in your mind,
not,
don't they?
Not specifically that, but the guy. I'm just imagining.
Oh, the old guy with like, the... I still don't know what his deal was.
That's why he's not on TV anymore, like, he's pursuing a new acting career.
Let's consider...
I just disclaimer, I've legitimately never watched midget porn.
But you put a lot of thought into it.
We believe you, Jared.
I was just kind of spitballing right there. It came out really good, though, didn't it?
We believe you.
I'm a bigger bullshitter than Renee.
Well, Renee does it for a living.
We don't, we don't have a trophy for that, but once we have one, I'll hold on to it forever and have it handcuffed.
Also, trophy. Next time you say we believe you, stop winking at me. That'd be great.
I forgot what my other segue was gonna be. Yeah, I don't know. Let's think about that guy in the elevator again.
Yeah.
Maybe he a fucking asshole.
I'm not sure what his
maybe Asian.
No,
he's some like 50 some odd year old white dude.
Yeah,
gray but hair,
short.
Older than he looked,
like 5'6".
Maybe he was just diagnosed with testicular cancer. Maybe that's why he's having a bad day.
Or his husband was.
Maybe he's got prostate cancer from being fucked in the ass too much.
Oh,
I don't think that's.
I don't think
that actually is how you get prostate cancer.
Maybe? I don't think so. I think there's a lot of homosexual or heterosexuals that get prostate cancer too.
Maybe he got hemorrhoids.
Most of them were from Vietnam War. They were lonely.
Do hemorrhoids make you drive badly?
Well, you can't sit on your ass proper.
Yeah. You're in a lot of pain.
Got hemorrhoids.
True, but I didn't think it would affect the visual element. It must be really big. They're leaking into his eyes.
Well, think about it. You got Preparation H. What happened to test subjects for A through G?
You ever seen a hemorrhoid that goes all the way through the human body?
No.
I think that's what
we did.
It's called anisize. I think that's what this guy had.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi, I suspect, has it. Yeah. You ever seen him with his eyes closed? Everything wrinkles towards the center of his eyes, and it just looks like...
Like he's got assholes for eyes?
It looks like he's about to shit out. Yeah, it's exactly
just
what...
Just a genuine case of ass face.
It's really terrible. I always wondered, as a middle schooler, I believe, where are all the people with face cancer? Why is there no face cancer out there? And then I kind of realized it was just plain old skin cancer.
It's just because...
Or Steve Buscemi has it, and he's been really good at hiding it.
We'll just call it ugly.
Yeah.
That might be true, yeah.
You gave me the ugly.
I didn't know Jesus. It was contagious.
Speaking of ugly, driving to Walmart earlier today with my folks.
That'll so make you feel good about yourself when you walk into Walmart. Yeah.
God damn, I look good.
No, I actually saw somebody tagged one of the signs going out there with the uglies.
Really?
Oh, for fuck's
apparently,
sake.
They're still
Wait,
around.
No.
Who? Who
no. Really?
Was it Travis Bowling?
Probably.
The uglies?
What is that? Like, it was a gang in Woodland.
It was like, yeah, was like Travis Bowling and a couple of other people trying to start a quote unquote gang by being hardcore gangsters.
You know the Proud Boys and their beginnings? I think that's kind of what happened with the uglies, but not nearly as successful.
And they were far more open ended into admissions. They weren't like only one group of people.
Were there black people in their in their
I have
club?
No idea.
There weren't
no
black idea. People in Woodland, period.
There's like four.
There was one guy in a wheelchair that really hated me for not holding the door open for him at the bank, and he died, so I'm glad there's no black people
he was
here. In summation.
What the fuck?
I hope that doesn't get used against you.
If it's who I'm thinking of, it's that guy was just an asshole. It had nothing to do with him being minority or a cripple or nothing.
Yeah, he said he was a veteran, too.
Yeah. Which he wasn't.
Wow, congrats,
yeah,
man.
He would wear like Vietnam veteran hats and all that kind of stuff, and he never served.
No.
He was one of those types that buys surplus camo, and it was a Ranger SEAL sniper.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Actually, I just found the theme song for the Uglies. If anybody,
I mean, technically that's actually possible, but unlikely.
What? A Air Force Ranger SEAL?
An Air Force?
Yeah, Air Force Ranger SEAL. Okay. They drop out of their F-35s with parachutes and sniper rifles and 360 no-scope.
You can't be an airborne Ranger SEAL sniper. It's actually possible.
Doesn't that cross branch lines?
No, because all SEALs go to airborne school. You can go to Ranger school as a SEAL, and you can go to sniper school.
Fact.
However, the chance of being all of those is pretty fucking slim, so this guy's probably a fucking idiot.
But the people that wear like both things, that they're a Ranger SEAL sniper, yeah. And then they go and...
Don't they call that stolen valor?
Oh, yeah.
Fact.
You can get your ass kicked even if you're in a wheelchair.
Rightly so. But then they'll go, like, hang around, like, the gun counter in sports stores and talk about their service in NAM.
Here's the thing about that wheelchair, that only, like, guy, 26. Though. I don't know if you could have beaten him up. Because he had this weird, like, space cage around his wheelchair. It was all, like, plexiglass.
That fucking guy!
Yeah, and he had these doors that you have to open and hand him his fucking groceries. Like,
That dude was an ass.
He might have had submachine guns in those doors. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah, that guy was a fag, dude.
He probably had... Okay, this wheelchair, I guarantee... Under his chair, he probably had one of those Goonies-style... you know that thing that Data has on his belt in the Goonies? The big fucking fist that comes out of his belt. He probably had one of those. He could fuck you up with that.
Or it was...
He's experienced. He's a Navy Ranger SEAL. Don't mess with him.
What the fuck?
But yeah, I guess fuck you. I was gonna say sorry for not holding the door open at the bank, but you know what?
Go fuck yourself.
You know how to open doors.
Yeah.
Also, you're dead.
You're a grown-ass man. Figure shit out.
Also, none of these statements can be used against me because I've been doing this show for 8 years and...
Nobody cares.
We don't have a disclaimer, but everything here is a joke. Figure it out.
It's not because, like we said, it's not because he was disabled or because he was a minority or a not veteran.
It was just he's an ass.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a douche.
Assholes come in all colors and creeds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even see the colors. I just see everyone's as beams of light with different accents. So don't worry about my perceptions. I'm fine. How are you? Are you good?
You good?
We're great.
Yeah, we're chilling.
Wait, I'm a beam of light?
Apparently. Yes. We're all star stuff.
When it comes to...
Oh, you didn't end up telling your other Tri-City story about the man
who... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Beyond Beavers.
Your balls story.
Yeah, some guy just chopped off his balls.
In his backyard.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because he was going through, like, alcohol withdrawals.
Wait, you know, I remember your dad...
Sorry.
Telling us a story about a guy that chopped his own dick off.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
And he flushed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll get into that one. There was a guy who was at some party that was like horribly drunk and doing drugs and then decided, I don't need this anymore. So just grabbed a kitchen knife, went and put it in the toilet, hit flush.
Yeah. Wow.
But it got clogged and so they ended up getting out of the toilet, took him to the hospital.
Didn't your dad take like one of the hot dogs and put ketchup all over it to give it to one of the EMTs just as a joke?
It wouldn't surprise me. That sounds like something he'd do.
See, that, weirdo.
I guess that's how it didn't make national news and wasn't talked about for 15 years. Like the fucking 90s. Lady who threw the dick to the alligators or whatever. No, you didn't hear about it. It was like ages ago. Some lady cut off her husband's dick and she threw it to like in the Everglades. What?
Is this Lorena Bobbitt?
Sounds familiar.
It was Florida, so.
No, I mean, because Lorena Bobbitt basically, chopped her husband's dick off while he was sleeping.
Yeah.
And then threw it away.
Oh, she was big mad.
Wait, so did she put it in the Everglades for the crocodiles?
I don't
wonder who he was sleeping with.
This was like in the early 2000s. So.
The main point being, if the dick is lost, you get talked about forever.
Right.
In this case, where the man magically gets his penis reattached, which he shouldn't have, by the way.
He should
have
want it.
Had to have lived with that. You never make the news. You don't get to become a legend.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, apparently... Tracy, what was the story with Tracy? There was a guy who was going through alcohol withdrawals and what?
I already said it.
Oh, just the balls off?
The balls off?
Yeah, basically, with a pocket knife.
Dear God.
Yeah, and the neighbor, like, he saw that some guy was all bloodied and he thought that, like, an animal had been shot. He didn't know that this guy...
He's, like,
skinning a cat in the backyard. And, like, pocket knives aren't very sharp.
No.
Yeah. So, like, that's a lot of blood loss. I'm surprised he didn't bleed out and die.
Or stab himself in the femoral or anything like that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And, I don't think they reattached nothing.
What a fucking bizarre thing.
Like that shouldn't reproduce anyways.
Yes.
Fair point.
Can't believe that was from alcohol withdrawal. You would think.
It's a serious thing.
Oh, yeah. It's
straight up die from alcohol withdrawal.
I mean, it's no different than going cold turkey on like heroin.
Well, it's different though.
I mean,
you'll
live through heroin. You can die from alcohol withdrawal.
And
even meth. Like,
I didn't realize that.
Is it just the system shock? Or
well, your body becomes so used to having it, I'm assuming that...
It's just plain dependency.
I forget exactly how it goes.
So alcohol...
the medical professional tell us.
is a depressor, and our body is always trying to maintain homeostasis, so it closes down certain receptors, and other receptors are opened up, so then when that substance is no longer there, the body doesn't know what to do with itself, so it's...
Just starts shutting systems down?
Yeah, you don't have enough of, like, the good chemicals, and then other chemicals are still being dumped into your system, and it messes with your heart, and so that's why a lot of people will have heart attacks or seizures, because it's just... Because
now their blood's not as thin as their heart's gotten used to.
Yeah, and your neurological system is just out of whack, and so that's why they will taper them.
Okay.
They'll do it in the hospital if it's, like... really severe.
If you go code, there's somebody to respond.
Well, yeah, and it's being monitored, and even with that, it's still a dangerous thing. Like, it's...
I'd like to thank you very much for bringing some big words to our show.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
More than three syllables.
Science and shit. Yeah, this is like the most serious segment of the show.
The Sound of Silence music.
I was like, wow.
Oh, maybe I should. Is that what we use for medical knowledge? Or, well, what would you like your theme song to be? We can find it.
I would say, have you heard
this
the Disturbed cover?
It's amazing.
I almost like it better.
You can.
I do.
Let
like
me know
better.
What you want it to be, and I'll add.
And the Disturbed cover without the music is even better than their cover that they made.
I don't.
Just him singing, phenomenal.
I think that's the only one I've heard is just the acoustic cover. Have you heard that, Renee? The Disturbed.
No, not
cover?
Just acoustic. Like no music at all.
Acoustic means singing only.
Yeah, I think I have, but I would like to caution all of that listening to that. Don't be fooled, really, because it's a modification of the original intent of the song, and I believe it
changes.
Yeah,
it's not as upbeat.
No. And because the original intent of the song was just supposed to be basically being melancholy and not having a direction in life. I mean, that was, for Mrs. Robinson, it was The Graduate. That's what that song came out in.
Wait, Disturbed was in The Graduate?
No. The Simon and Garfunkel version, the original 1968 version.
Oh,
Robinson.
Shit, no, I'm sorry.
That was in that movie too, yeah.
Yeah.
But all the original intent...
I heard Disturbed and I got stuck.
Yeah, no,
on
the original Simon and Garfunkel that they then covered was basically to externalize Dustin Hoffman's characters just not really knowing what to do with his life now that he's done with college and just feeling kind of aimless and wandering and lost.
I really need to watch The Graduate. He fucks his mom
it's
in that,
hilarious.
Right?
No.
What the fuck?
No.
Jesus.
What a fucking twist. Like, I'm out of college. I don't know what to do with my life. Better go plow my mom.
It's softcore.
That's worse than midget porn.
That's the porn parody version.
Mom, I'm home from college and I don't know what to do. It's like, I got something you can do. And it's just downhill from there.
It's not a bad
clean
movie.
Clean my pool.
You'll like the nostalgia of it.
Okay.
Being Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah,
the other people are nobodies, but oh my God.
That's what made Dustin Hoffman
He's a
famous.
Snack.
That's like his first big movie, actually. That's like his second movie he ever did.
Sweet. Okay. I'm all for seeing the beginnings of actors. It's very strange. I don't know if you've seen Heathers.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Christian Slater in that movie. He's supposed to be playing
a psycho.
He's supposed to be playing a high school student.
But he looks 30.
Christian Slater as a kid, like, is just, you can tell it's modern day Christian Slater just fighting to get out of that body. He doesn't look right.
But that being said, looking at pictures of Christian Slater when he was that age, when he was actually a teenager, he looks basically the same. He's always looked...
Yeah.
Old as
it's
he's
unnatural.
He's always looked like 32.
It's unnatural. Like, thankfully, none of us here was cursed with those types of faces that you had to,
grow into.
Heather's Interview with the Vampire, all those things. Robin Hood, he looks the exact same age in all of those movies, even though they're like 10 years apart.
Christian Slater's in Robin Hood?
Not Men in Tights, but the Kevin Costner one. He's Will Scarlet. Come on, have you not seen this? Alan Rickman is the Sheriff Nottingham.
I'm so behind on shit, man. You
it's
know
on
this?
Amazon Prime. Watch it.
All right. I'll get there.
It's got Kevin Costner playing Robin Hood. It's got Morgan Freeman as some Moorish buddy of his. You've got Alan Rickman as the main villain, the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Okay. That sounds good.
Good old Alan Rickman.
Oh, yeah. And he hams it up so well.
Just know that time has been an illusion for me for the past month or so. It's not something I'm really keeping track of.
And then Sean Connery shows up in the last 2 minutes as Richard III.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
Is he an asshole?
Out of left
field. He shows up for the very last scene of the movie and then it's done.
But is he an asshole?
No. He's actually kind of a cool guy.
No, I like seeing Sean Connery as an asshole.
Yeah.
I really like The Rock.
The Rock is
he's
great.
He's not necessarily an asshole.
He's kind of an asshole.
He's a natural,
he's a chaotic neutral.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to just see him being a straight-up dick, you know? I think that would be great.
Kind of, his James Bond is kind of a dick.
Not enough for me,
That's
though.
That's true. He's a lawful kid.
Ages ago, when... me and Kirstie went to the Kennedy School, I believe, for an anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a showing of Going in Style.
Okay.
It is a movie starring Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and third guy I don't remember. We were fucking blitzed while we were watching that, so I don't remember the whole thing, but I remember there were distinct sections where Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine were being... straight up dicks in that movie, and that's what I want. I want Sean Connery in that kind of situation. I don't think he would do it because I think he's a bit too Shakespearean and high integrity, but I just want to see him doing a bottom of the barrel thing, being a dicky old man, just fucking up young people. I think that would be great.
Anything in a long time.
Not really. I think he's done.
How does he make money? Just by being Sean Connery?
Subsidiaries, probably.
Yeah.
Difficulties?
Yeah, I just honestly. I think the last thing I ever saw him in was League of Extraordinary Gentlemen when I caught the last 30 minutes on TV.
Oh my God, that movie is trash.
It is horrible. I saw the last 30 minutes, I'm like, this doesn't look good. I just want to watch the movie that comes on after this.
The weirdest form that I've ever seen a Jekyll Hyde thing do.
Oh shit, that's actually in that?
Yeah. The big monster at the end is Mr. Hyde.
Oh. See, I watched the last 20, 30 minutes on TV, so...
It's all you need, man. Okay. The last thing that Sean Connery did was in 2012. He was the voice of someone named Sir Billy, which this, okay. Retired veterinarian, okay, it's called Sir Sean Connery is the Guardian of the Highlands. Retired veterinarian living in a remote Scottish village encounters a goat who thinks he's a dog,
and
an admiral who's afraid of the water, and a beaver who is raised by rabbits.
And the picture for the trailer here looks like a cutscene from a PlayStation 2 game.
So it's literally about him.
It's a fantasy version of Sean Connery.
Who wants to watch the trailer?
Me.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
Let's fire it up. It's got a 4.3 on IMDb. Glasgow Animation.
I love it.
Jesus.
Billet Productions
in the northwest coast of Scotland.
This sounds like some guy from Kansas.
In the deepest, darkest highlands. Where evil lurks.
This looks like something from like Resident Evil 3.
Yeah.
And very, tragedy unfolds.
This is like a PlayStation 2 game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So terrible.
Okay, maybe Resident Evil 4 then.
There lies a secret.
Keep in mind, this is 2012, so maybe animation wasn't as good?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Shrek
came
out in 01.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I will find you. Only
what
one
the
man.
Heck? Please tell me this has like 0 stars.
4.3.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
He's on a skateboard. Oh. Guys, he's on a skateboard.
Grandpa, Sir Sean Connery is...
They don't even give him a name.
Oh, of course, he's driving a fucking DB5.
Well, yeah.
William. Billy to my friends.
What?
It's a race against time.
This is
and the
so
odds
bad.
And a villainous policeman are against them. Who will get to Bessie first?
What?
This is like every Sean Connery movie put together with bad animation.
Of course they have a Scottish flag.
Can this octogenarian and his goat...
That was Jimmy Neutron, I swear to God.
It really, yeah, they reused
with
it.
With Alan Cumming as Gordon the Goat, together they will take
you... I love how they show literally nothing about what this movie's actually about because it doesn't actually have
and
a plot.
Keep you
yeah.
at the edge of your seat.
This is arguably the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I kind of want to watch it just because it's terrible.
Sir this Sean literally Connery looks like a Thomas the Tank Engine PC
Sir
game I had in 98.
Yeah.
Kind of grandpa we
or like a PBS Kids.
I mean, yeah, I wish I had a grandpa with a DB5 because then I could inherit it, but
yeah who wouldn't?
Reminds me of another adventure.
It sounds like he's just stoned as hell when
he
recorded this in the
afternoon.
It sounds like he's sitting in his living room smoking a pipe going, I fucking need a check.
He's using his library voice. That's what he's doing.
I feel like they didn't pay him enough to care about this movie.
I kind of want to hear like a Sean Connery reading of like The Raven or something like that.
God.
I want, yeah, something where he's actually trying, not this.
And I love how they use like the Dr. Seuss text for this. Like the
Yeah, they stole this font from Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
And this was the last thing that he ever did. It was in 2012.
Yeah.
And then before that, he did the 2005 video game.
Jesus.
And that was the last two things that Sean Connery ever did.
Okay, so who would like me to try and find this for tomorrow night? And then we invent a drinking game for it on the fly?
Every time we cringe, we drink.
I don't have enough scotch for that.
Okay, that either. Means there's going to be no show next week because we'll be dead. If that's how we're going to play it. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TJF Radio, or also TJF Radio on Twitter. Emails things because you're not going to watch it to a TJF Radio show at gmail.com. All the old episodes, sports, subscribable links, and, you know, all that shit. TJFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Start with you.
No, I'll end.
Okay.
He's got one. He just
no,
wants
not really.
To be last. Okay.
Great to have the band back together.
Hell yeah.
Fucking midget porn, dude.
You've never seen it, but you know it's great.
It's got to be amazing.
I don't know what to say, so.
Yeah, resident educational liaison, medical liaison.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
And, okay, I'm going to just say, Sean Connery needs to do more, like, books on tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs to...
Or Sean Connery should do a podcast.
Do something
himself.
A bit.
I'm not gonna understand a fucking word he says. But.
Do something a bit more highbrow, please, Sean. We'll be watching you. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.